Let's go. All right, Tabach Hafei. So, the Chevra's back as we end another great week. As we saw last time, the Gemara Sanhedrin said that why did the Yidden do Avodah Zarah? Because they wanted to matir for themselves. They wanted to make a rayos, inappropriate behavior, permissible. So they had to excuse themselves. I follow this God. And now that I follow this God, it's permissible. So go ahead, Chafei. Menira. Shemeshum hachi nimshal sheker levodah zarah. That's why falsehood is compared to idol worship. Sharei kamor hasiba levodah zarah. Because we said, what was the reason for the avodah zarah? Mishum shadam rotze lechasos ha'emes. A person wants to hide the truth, kedei lemalos tavaso, to fulfill his desires. Chen team pictures taking place right now outside the main office. Are you on it? He's definitely on it. All right, let's go. Kamo Shekhtav Rabbeinu Elchanan Wasserman, who's the great student of the Chavitz Chaim Ving. I think we gotta hustle now. Kamo Ving, this one's for you, kid. Kamo Shekhtav Rabbeinu Elchanan Wasserman, who's the great, great tzaddik and the student of the Chavitz Chaim. He writes, Birei Agados, Lever, Echi Tachim, Shatinok Ben Yigimul Shana, Vitinokas Bas Yid Bet Shana, Itchavu Bamunas Hashem. It's an incredible piece, not for now. Talking about believing in Hashem, Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He says, how is it possible a 13-year-old boy, a 12-year-old girl, they're obligated to believe in Hashem, Masha Nichshalu Ba'afil HaFilosofim HaGedoylim, Kamo Aristotle. Something that great philosophers failed in believing in God. We're obligating a 13-year-old kid, a 12-year-old girl, to have the emun in Hashem, but great philosophers failed? So he says so beautifully. It says in Deuteronomy, Hashochad yaver enei chachamim. When you're bribes, they blind the eyes of the wise. Kein anashim, hamushukayim b'taivos olam hazeh mushukhadim. It's so powerful. When a person is so invested in olam hazeh, and the taivas and his desires, he's bribed. He's bribed. He wants to fulfill that area, that avera, this, that, and the other. He's literally bribed. Ve'enum yichol mirosa emes. And they can't see the truth. Why do chas v'shalom sometimes people deny Hashem? They want to fulfill, do whatever the heck they want. Because if there's a God, there's a responsibility, there's accountability, there's rules, there's an incredible relationship. But if you want to fulfill your taivas, you're literally bribed. You're bribed. You can't see straight. You can't see the truth. You hide the truth. But somebody's not completely immersed in his taivas, in his desires, trying to satisfy every woman's desire. So beautiful, such a munah pshuta. But if somebody that's not invested in his taivas, his desires, it's not a difficulty. He could clearly determine the truth of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, just to open up our eyes, the creator of the world. We're breathing, our bodies, the worth, the universe, Jewish history, etc., etc. So what happens when people want to fulfill their lusts and their desires? They hide the truth. They deny the truth so that they could just say, ah, I could do whatever I want. So once again, we see how Emes is a driving force in our life. Have a great, great Shabbat. Yeah.